This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Creative Impact. It's our regular Tuesday get-together with the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance, Deb Pollock. Good to see you again, Deb.
Happy to be in the studio with you, David.
Well, each week we explore the impact of the creative industries in our community, and today we're going to explore how the arts can impact our attitudes, perceptions, and determinations about an issue that once lived entirely in the dark.
Yeah, today's show, we're going to draw a direct line between theater and the issues of domestic violence. And I'm interested in how art can perhaps give a victim or witness the courage to take action.
Domestic violence is an issue we've covered extensively over the years, and one of our scheduled guests this morning has been instrumental in bringing the issue to light for the WEMU audience and community at large. Barbara Neese May is the executive director of Safe House Center, and as they say, Deb, sometimes traffic happens.
So she, and live radio
she is on
happens.
Her way, and we expect that at some point mid-conversation, Barbara will join us as well.
But we are very happy to welcome playwright Carrie Krim, whose award-winning play, Never Not Once, is currently on stage at the Purple Rose Theater in Chelsea. And Carrie is also a resident artist at the Purple Rose. Welcome to the show, Carrie.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So, Carrie, because Creative Impact is focused on the arts, we're going to start our conversation with you and focus on that first. So you're a playwright and an award-winning one at that. It seems so distinguished and so professorial. If you wrote a scene for a playwright, would it be a comedy, a drama, a dramedy? What would you tell us about being a playwright?
Oh, a scene about being a playwright.
Yeah.
I think a farce and a tragedy all combined into one.
That is hilarious.
You know, there's the days that you're just staring at the computer, willing something to happen, and it doesn't. And then there's days where it just kind of seems to show up as a gift in your life. So it's definitely both. And then there's the once you've written this thing that you are ready to put out into the world, then everyone else gets to put their fingerprints on it, which I kind of love that collaborative part of the process because the writing part of it, it can be, you know, quite solitary and a little bit lonely. So I love bringing in the actors and the director and the designers and seeing how your vision affects their visions and then everything that comes together. So
and that's comes
kind of
to
my
life.
Favorite part. And comes to life, exactly.
It occurs to me that the writing process, being as solitary as it is, it can be related to those who are domestic violence survivors in that it is a situation they often go through in a solitary way. This particular play that is playing at the Purple Rose Theater is called Never Not Once. It begins with a woman, Eleanor, interested in finding out about her biological father. It takes her on an unexpected journey that results in what is billed as an explosive answer, and again, all tied to domestic violence. What led you to explore that particular theme in your art?
You know, I started this play a few years ago, and it was finished when I started submitting it to festivals and things. It was right before the Me Too crash kind of happened. So a lot of people have said, oh, you wrote this Me Too play, which I guess I did, but it wasn't on purpose. So I think that what that tells me or what I have told people is that this issue obviously has existed forever, and it, long before Me Too sort of brought it more into the light. So for me, it was too many friends who had been through experiences like this. It was too many things in the news. It was just, I think one thing that the Facebook thing showed us is that you can't walk through this life without walking next to someone who's been touched by this in some way. So it was just part of my world so much. And I was actually writing, this is a play that I've been wanting to write for a very long time. And I was writing another play and I was stuck on the other play. And I thought, you know, just to give myself a break, I'm going to sit down and kind of see what comes out about this.
And it all came pouring out, apparently.
It wrote itself, yeah, in a very short period of time. So the other play is still half done.
So in many ways, the timing was right all the way around.
Yes.
Yeah. So that. Let's. Barbara, you made it through traffic. Barbara's on the studio now.
Sorry.
We told you that traffic happens, but Barbara Neese May has arrived.
Yes. Thank you very much for your patience. And hi, Carrie.
Hi, Barbara.
I have to share. Carrie and I went to high school together.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. How fun is that? And so it's really exciting, and on a personal level, to have her want to highlight Safe House and the work that we're doing here in Washtenaw County. And as well, I'm so pleased that there are so many of us who are working on these issues of supporting survivors of sexual assault and domestic violence, and I can get through traffic.
An assault in its own right. So, Barbara, you have worked in this field for a very, very long time.
Yeah, almost 25 years.
Yeah, a long while. So what kind of reaction do you have, do you find when art touches these subjects, what do you get response at Safe House from these sorts of things?
Yes, we do. I mean, and it's exceptionally profound. I mean, there's lots of different quotes about how art impacts our lives and how art is really important to our lives. But art is the expression of really what's happening in everyday life. And what when things like this happened, everything from the Me Too movement all the way to things like what Carrie is doing and what other artists are doing, it makes an enormous difference in survivors feeling like they can talk about what's happened to them. And that's why Safe House is there, to provide help and support to survivors of sexual assault and domestic violence. And when we have things like the Me Too movement, the play, even, you know, the HBO series, and it's escaping me. I'm sure we've talked about it.
Big Little Lies.
Big Little Lies.
Yeah, that brought out a lot of people. It's things like that that make an exceptional difference for survivors to feel like they can actually talk about what's happening in their lives and get the help and support that they need. This is something that is very secret and very private, and for survivors to have the courage to talk about it is not an everyday occurrence.
And Carrie Krim, I'm guessing that those who have survived domestic violence have at some point reached out to you after seeing the play. What kind of response are you getting?
You know, this has been a really heartwarming one in terms of that. I don't know all the responses, because a lot of times people reach out directly to the theater, mm-hmm. though I have been told that the response has been quite something there. But people are sending me messages on Facebook. I've even had people, you know, tweeting at me and sending private messages that way, just saying thank you and that it was a very healing experience for them. I had one woman in the lobby of the theater, a much, much older woman, who just gave me a hug and, you know, said, oh, I just, thank you so much. I really enjoyed the play. And then as she leaned in, she whispered in my ear, she said, this is my story. And then she just, you know, ran out of the lobby. And so it's been really gratifying in that way to feel that, you know, that it's not just touching people, but maybe opening up some lines of dialogue. I've also had women talk to me about conversations they've had with their husbands on the way home from the theater that they were very surprised by, that maybe definitions of what sexual assault is they were surprised at what they thought they were and how they felt about it, and that it doesn't, most times doesn't involve a knife or a gun or things like that, or doesn't always have to involve those things.
You are listening to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU. We are talking with playwright Carrie Krim, whose award-winning play Never Not Once is playing at the Purple Rose Theater in Chelsea. Barbara Neese-May is here as well, and she is the executive director of Safe House Center. And I would assume that it is that kind of social discourse where we start to have those conversations, Barbara, that we start to change the attitudes, and perhaps we can start to influence the policies that actually will better protect survivors of domestic assault and sexual violence.
Absolutely. And I don't know if you had a chance to touch on this, but after the play on March 8th, we're going to be having a panel. And I'm so excited that Congresswoman Debbie Dingell is going to be part of that panel. So here we're talking about the public policy piece. She carries that message every day with her in Washington, D.C., as well as our local representatives and others. And Miss Michigan, Emily Sioma, had the world stage when she was competing in the Miss America pageant and talking about Flint. But this is also an issue of great importance to her, which helps to move the needle on making sure that assailants are held accountable and the survivors have the help and support they need.
Yeah, so let's emphasize that. So March 8th is International Women's Day, and so the performance will take place at 8 p.m., and then following that will be a panel. And Carrie, you'll be there as well?
I will, yes.
And so
following that,
and Barbara, you'll be there with those, at least other two, and perhaps a few others that will have that conversation. So it'll be a very important evening, and we're inviting everyone out to do that.
And Carrie, as part of that conversation, you talked about how men and women are driving home from the play and they're having these conversations. We know, as Barbara has had tested on WEMU a number of times, that domestic violence, sexual assault, this is a community issue. It's not just affecting the survivors. It is affecting the immediate family members, the extended family members, the friends, and ultimately the community at large. So as you put this play further forth and you have more conversations with the public about this, where do you hope this leads us as a community?
You know, I hope that it can spark something that works towards healing. The play is actually about sort of a non-traditional family navigating the aftermath of this event. And my favorite thing about it is the way that the three women in this family are able to come together and really speak their truths to each other and deal with each other. So I hope that in some way it's not just about the awfulness that is sexual assault and domestic violence, but it's about a path forward. Obviously, the play is not the path forward, but I hope that it can spark conversations that can help us at least take some steps towards getting there.
Well, thank you so much, Carrie. Power of art. It does so much and helps us in so many ways. And Barbara, thanks for being with us as well.
Thank you.
And Barbara, one more thing. If somebody is in need of help today, there is immediate help available.
Absolutely. At Safe Health Center, you can call us at 734-995-5444 24/7 to talk to a trained counselor, or you can walk in at 4100 Clark Road, and we can be reached on our social media channels. We're there for survivors. We're there for you.
Once again, we will look forward to the public discussion. Never Not Once is running through March 16th at the Purple Rose Theater with a special performance on Friday, March 8th, that will directly be followed by a panel discussion with playwright Carrie Krim and Safe House Center Executive Director Barbara Neesmay. Thank you both so much for your time today, and thank you for the conversation, and we'll look forward to the public discourse continuing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you all.
And Deb Pollack, we will see you next week for another edition of Creative Impact.
As always.
That is Deb Pollack, the President and CEO of the Arts Alliance and our content partner for Creative Impact. You hear it each Tuesday. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.